I always find this reading from Wisdom, well, it's a challenging one in a sense. Who do we identify with? Are we the just one or are we the wicked? I think it's a little bit like the wicked feel a little bit like they're the third wheel. I don't know if you've ever been the third wheel before, but you're hanging out with two friends that are dating, and they're just having a great time, and you're sitting there going, oh, this is a little awkward. I don't quite relate to what you see here, what's going on here. It's a little bit like that, I think, for them. If we live with somebody who's a saint, a living saint, they're always kind of trying to do like holy things, like, oh, let's pray a rosary, or let's do a holy hour, or let's read scripture. And you might be thinking, oh, can't we just do something fun, or can't we just... We've done those things today, but let's have some fun right now, or let's go do something more interesting. So Jesus has this close connection with the Father, and we recognize that the Pharisees, many people don't quite understand that. And we might have a relationship with God, and maybe we experience sometimes people that say, why do you go to church? Why do you do all those things? Our conduct of living as a Christian can be sometimes convicting to others, and they would be much more at ease if we would join in their sin or join in their reveling or join in their different things that are not really Christian, because then it kind of in a sense gives them permission. Instead of when we hold ourselves aloof and say, I'm not going to do those things which I know are wrong or which are not really giving glory to God, it challenges them, and it's kind of like a thorn in the side, because when everybody around you is saying, yeah, this is great, this is wonderful, there's no inhibition to say, well, maybe we shouldn't do that, or that's not really appropriate. When there's nobody saying that around you, it's easy to just enter in, right? But when there's that person that says, you know, guys, this isn't really that great, it takes the joy from that experience. And so I think sometimes the just one, the one who follows God, stands in that difficult place of kind of being the one that's kind of the killjoy. And we see that sometimes in our lives. We see that in the life of the church. You might look at just in general the society that we live in. Sometimes the church is kind of the killjoy because we live in reality. We say, these things are not good for you. They are not helpful. They are not making you happy. They are not leading you to eternal happiness. And the world says, come on, church, just let go of those things. You know, don't be such a killjoy. And so it's a challenge. Sometimes it's a very difficult thing to live out our faith in a world that doesn't recognize what we recognize or doesn't hold to what we hold to, even though the very fact that they want us to go along with whatever they're proposing, or their very fact that they're so adamant that we should accept them for who they are or what they are, when clearly it's sinful, clearly it's not in keeping with what God asks of us. It shows that in their hearts they know, because they're uncomfortable with that. If there was a certainty in their heart that this is good and that this is proper, there would be no desire to try to accommodate and make other people believe what they believe. And a certain level, they're trying to convince their own hearts, their own selves, that what they're doing is okay. So this is a challenge for us. So today, as we live our faith, maybe we can just ask for the grace to be patient, but also be willing to suffer, to be the just one, to suffer difficulty, reproaches at times, maybe people kind of being standoffish because of our faith. So we ask the Lord to help us live that out in our day-to-day lives.